2.21-Fires. Truck fires can cause damage and injury. Learn the causes of fires and how to prevent them. Know what to do to extinguish fires. 2.21.1-Causes of fire. The following are some causes of vehicle fires: after accidents, spilled fuel, improper use of flares, tires, underinflated tires and duals that touch, electrical system, short circuits due to damaged insulation, loose connections, fuel, driver smoking, improper fueling, loose fuel connections, cargo, flammable cargo, improperly sealed or loaded cargo, poor ventilation. 2.21.2-Fire prevention. Pay attention to the following. Vehicle inspection. Make a complete inspection of the electrical, fuel, and exhaust systems, tires, and cargo. Be sure to check that the fire extinguisher is charged. En route inspection. Check the tires, wheels, and truck body for signs of heat whenever you stop during a trip. Follow safe procedures. Follow correct safety procedures for fueling the vehicle, using brakes, handling flares, and other activities that can cause a fire. Monitoring. Check the instruments and gauges often for signs of overheating, and use the mirrors to look for signs of smoke from tires or the vehicle. Caution. Use normal caution in handling anything flammable. 2.21.3-Firefighting. Knowing how to fight fires is important. Drivers who didn't know what to do have made fires worse. Next page, page 2-37. Know how the fire extinguisher works. Study the instructions printed on the extinguisher before you need it. Here are some procedures to follow in case of a fire. Pull off the road. The first step is to get the vehicle off the road and stop. In doing so, park in an open area away from buildings, trees, brush, other vehicles, or anything that might catch fire. Don't pull into a service station. Notify emergency services of your problem and your location. Keep the fire from spreading. Before trying to put out the fire, make sure that it doesn't spread any further. With an engine fire, turn off the engine as soon as you can. Don't open the hood if you can avoid it. Shoot foam through louvers, radiator, or from the vehicle's underside. For a cargo fire in a van or box trailer, keep the door shut, especially if your cargo contains hazardous materials. Opening the van doors will supply the fire with oxygen and cause it to burn very fast. Extinguish the fire. Here are some rules to follow in putting out a fire. When using the extinguisher, stay as far away from the fire as possible. Aim at the source or base of the fire, not up in the flames. Use the right fire extinguisher. Figures 2.20 and 2.21 detail the type of fire extinguisher to use by class of fire. The BC type fire extinguisher is designed to work on electrical fires and burning liquids. The ABC type is designed to work on burning wood, paper, and cloth as well. Water can be used on wood, paper, or cloth, but don't use water on an electrical fire. Can cause shock, or a gasoline fire, it will spread the flames. A burning tire must be cooled. Lots of water may be required. If you're not sure what to use, especially on a hazardous material fire, wait for the firefighters. Position yourself upwind. Let the wind carry the extinguisher to the fire. Continue until whatever was burning has been cooled. Absence of smoke or flame does not mean the fire cannot restart. Next, we see a chart with the following content. Class and type of fires. Class A, wood, paper, ordinary combustibles. Extinguish by cooling and quenching using water or dry chemicals. Class B, gasoline, oil, grease, other greasy liquids. Extinguish by smothering, cooling, or heat shielding using carbon dioxide or dry chemicals. Class C, electrical equipment fires. Extinguish with non-conducting agents such as carbon dioxide or dry chemicals. Do not use water. Class D, fires in combustible metals. Extinguish by using specialized extinguishing powders. Figure 2.20, classifier and type of fire extinguisher. B or C, regular dry chemical. A, B, C, or D, multi-purpose dry chemical. D, Purple K dry chemical, B or C, KCl dry chemical, D, dry powder special compound, B or C, carbon dioxide dry, B or C, halogenated agent gas, A, water, A, water with antifreeze, A or B, water loaded stream style, B, on some A, foam. Figure 2.21, next page, page 2-28, subsections 2.20 and 2.21. Test your knowledge. 1. What are some things to do at an accident scene to prevent another accident? 2. Name two causes of tire fires. 3. What kinds of fires is a BC extinguisher not good for? 4. When using your extinguisher, should you get as close as possible to the fire? 5. Name some causes of vehicle fires. These questions may be on the test. If you can't answer them all, reread subsections 2.20 and 2.21.